Well, hey, folks, welcome. Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Why, Dad scoops up some Ultimate Multiple over there. A little bit left in there.
That's the one that almost dumped
on the floor.
No, we didn't scrape it off the floor.
I said almost. You guys, be sure to check out thebrowershow.com with an updated podcast every day on there. I was laughing at the Florida Gator deportation, male testosterone crisis. Mike puts together some funny titles and some of this stuff for us.
Mike's an excellent
guy. He's great. He's putting together the Brower Show for you guys, getting the shows on Rumble, Spotify, Gab. And you guys, I know you're enjoying it. There's a lot of stuff we keep updating and changing. The website's going to get some updates finalized next week, including ShopPay and Shopify, which I was actually just testing yesterday with him, which is pretty cool. Once you have your information in Shopify, you just click the product to the cart and you click buy it now and it's done. I mean, you can't even make it any faster, easier than this. And so I hope you guys are going to enjoy that. And also be sure to check out the product of the week, that formula, Berberine Ultimate. This is a wild formula. We've talked about it a lot now since we carry dihydroberberine is what the actual Berberine Ultimate is. Instead of regular berberine, it's dihydroberberine, which is about 5 times stronger than regular berberine and bioavailable. And it's crazy because it's like, I'll show you. This little yellow capsule right here will massively increase body fat burning and really help regulate insulin and blood sugar better than almost anything I've seen.
I love the product. I take it every day.
Yeah.
I didn't take it because my blood sugar is really good, but I did it for other reasons. That one day we were doing the show and I started reading about it.
Yeah.
And reading about it and covering it with you guys. And I'm like, my goodness, this stuff sounds great.
Well, when we first started going into it, it was always based on, you know, blood glucose metabolism, blood sugar support. And then we started finding out more and more health benefits.
Let me pull that article up again and go over it.
I'll bring it up again. It was a couple months back when I covered it.
Yeah.
Remind everybody on that.
I've been taking it ever since.
And so, and if you really want the blood sugar support stack, then you go in and grab the Berberine Ultimate with the cinnamon extract formula. That's probably one of the best ones that we have on here. The blood sugar, body burning stack. These two right here, that's a combination. That'll really, really get you burning. And if you're having any issues with your thyroid, throw the thyroid support in this here.
Those may stay stimulated.
Yeah, and after that, this is what I tell people, because every single person that I've worked with that's actually listened to me or listened to Dad about diet, nutrition, exercise, and supplementation, every single time, if they follow it, they get great results with burning body fat. Every time. Now, I've had people say, oh, I'm going to do this, and then they buy it. They take one capsule. I'm not joking. One capsule, and they go, I didn't feel anything. My weight's not down. I need a refund. And I'm like,
that's very rare.
That's rare. I've had people say that. But again, if you follow the protocol, you change your diet, you add in the supplements, you exercise, it works every time. Because what we do is we're in the thyroid support. You're handling any thyroid excuses or problems that somebody might have. You're covering the berberine and cinnamon extract. You're covering any blood sugar. You keep your diet clean and you exercise. You're covering all your bases. The body has no choice. It has to burn body fat.
I had a lady yesterday wrote me a letter. This is you. I read it to you.
Yes.
It was from.
You read it with you?
No, it's in the house. I can walk up there and get it real quick. But make sure I read it next week. But it was from 1991.
When she first saw you.
When she first saw me up in Pennsylvania. I think it might have been Smucker's Church, but it may have been another guy's
91.
Church up there. No, this was that. That's 20, 30, 35 years.
34 years, yeah.
A third of a century ago. She heard me speak in a church up in Pennsylvania. And she said it changed their lives. They went home and like threw out a big old jumbo size thing of Skippy peanut butter because it had hydrogenated oils in it. And she said they never changed. And all their kids were raised that way. And everybody's healthy. And she's in her late 60s now, and her husband is too. And nobody's on meds.
Yeah.
Nobody's on meds. Everybody's feeling great. And she said, she just wanted to say, this is long overdue. She goes, you've changed our lives. You've changed our children's lives. You've changed our kids. I mean, and it was a great letter.
It was a good letter. And that's the thing we try to encourage so many people as far as you don't have to follow the norm route now. In most cases that have been, everybody tells you is the normal route now. The doctors, the pharmaceutical companies, well, you got to take this drug and you got to take this drug. And you talk to all these people. You know, you and I, we took the kids last night to go see New Jurassic Park.
Shady side of marginal, but it was okay.
It was okay. I don't recommend it. I did it for the kids. Hunter loves dinosaurs. He brought one of his friends. Kendall came. Honestly, their reactions to a lot of stuff was probably the best part of the movie for me. That was fun. The movie was okay. I'm not, but the funny part about it was the entire premise of the film was about getting blood from these dinosaurs with the largest heart so they could go and manufacture this $1 trillion heart disease medication and cure everybody from having heart disease. You got to understand, in most cases, somebody isn't deficient in a heart disease medication or deficient in aspirin or deficient in these drugs. A lot of times it's the diet and nutrition that people are exposing themselves to, or lack thereof, I should say, that cause a lot of these problems. But again, Hollywood's got to make sure they interject their pharmaceutical. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to save the world with a new drug.
And I didn't tell you this last night because I didn't want to mess up the plot for you on that no plot movie, Jurassic Park number 500. You know, where they were collecting blood from these dinosaurs.
Right.
Blood, red blood, blood cell platelets don't contain DNA.
No, that's true.
Most people don't know that. I just learned that the other day. In fact, it's interesting. I'm going to read you this. Do all cells have the DNA in them? He goes, red blood cells and platelets are simple cells. The former carries oxygen around the body, and the latter helps our blood clot and form a scab to heal an injury. Now, they don't basically have any DNA, period. They're made by the bone marrow. And what's interesting about this is blood is something that's different. The blood has like its own entity in it. Blood is weird. If you take, you can take blood from a human being that's alive and transfuse it into somebody else, right, and they're fine. You take somebody who has just died and their blood,
the Lord will kill them.
It'll kill them.
Yeah. No, that's now, crazy. That's what's really weird about it.
Think about it for a second. I mean, you can take a person who's dead, remove an organ and put it into the person's body.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can't take that, you know, or body parts, your ligaments or whatever, but you can't take blood out of a cadaver and put it into a human being without killing them.
No, that's the, I learned that when I was in EMT school, especially if they're doing triage. It's like as soon as the person dies, it's like almost directly after, right in postmortem.
Life is in the blood.
You can't take the blood out after the heart stops.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange.
They can do it when they, you know, when they remove the blood from the body, you know, during the embalming process, but they can't use the blood.
Right. Now the organs too, if I'm not mistaken, if you do an organ transplant, that individual has to stay alive in order to harvest the organ.
What they normally do when they harvest an organ, and when I talk about ligaments and stuff like that, it's a little different, but when they harvest an organ, they want the person to be brain dead.
Right, but still, the heart still has to be alive.
Yeah, what would really be awful, they say the person's brain dead, they wake up while you're harvesting their organs, that'd be horrible.
That's pretty dark.
Well, that's what they do in China.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they basically throw them under anesthesia, throw them in a bathtub and start cutting things out, start selling the organs.
That's a pretty rough
way to go, man. But the point is the blood is different. That's why the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And we know that because Jesus' blood is omnipresent, it continues to cry out through all time space, through scalar energy fields, to restore our DNA back to the Father. I could do a whole show, and I've done whole shows on that, talk about it in Angel Wars. I won't do that today. But the blood is something different.
You know, you think about that. What you just said, though, is interesting because, like, it was a couple weeks ago, I donated. I'm A positive. I'll donate, like, once or twice a year. I like donating because a lot of people need blood. Secondly, A or B, I like to do it because it's good for the body to produce more red blood cells. I always have really, really good blood, like really, really healthy blood. And so I'm sure everybody, especially when I take my ultimate multiple in the morning, anybody gets a blood transfusion from me with all the vitamin C and B complex, probably feels good. But it's interesting because, you know, they draw it out, they do a pint. And she goes, you know, they put this anticoagulant with it, and it's moving the whole time that they're doing it. And she goes, then it goes at like negative, or it goes to like 26 degrees what the freezer is. And they could store it in there. At any point in time, if somebody's injured and they need my blood, they pull it out and they give it to them, and it'll bring them, you know, keep them alive. But if any time I died, you couldn't take the blood out of me immediately after. That's so crazy to me.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because you think through it like that. It says that when Cain killed Abel, that Abel's blood cried out.
Yeah. Right?
And it was when Jesus, he died, his blood cried out.
Right.
Because he's omnipresent, it cries out forever. That's why there remaineth no need for an additional sacrifice of sin, because Christ is continually restoring our DNA back to the Father through the shedding of his blood. Harold Klaus Vela, who I've spoken to before on the phone and emailed back and forth with, we talked one time, and he's the one who said he had done the research that you could take your blood right now, ship it to Australia, and basically have you watch a scary movie, and you'll release an adrenochrome here, and your blood will release the same adrenochrome in Australia on the other side of the planet. at the same time.
I'd have to see the research on that. That's pretty wild.
I would too. I'd have to see the research.
Because I can see my adrenals releasing adrenaline, but my red blood cells no longer my body.
But remember, though, our DNA pulses in and out of another dimension constantly.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day. Remember, there's a very thin veil between us and the next dimension.
Yeah.
Someone asked me the other day, he says, well, I've got an uncle who died, and my brother-in-law or whatever keeps seeing the uncle running around.
Yeah. I've heard that many times from people. Yeah.
And there have been many people that have come back from the dead, or people have seen them, have talked to them, et cetera. And, I mean, it's happened so many times that, you know, you really can't discount it.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, and I know people personally who have spoken to loved ones after the passing.
Yeah.
And if somebody asked me the other day, they said, well, how does that happen? Well, the reality is that our DNA is connected, especially like a mother and a son. You've got the mother. There's nothing like the bond between a mother and her boys, period. Okay? That mother gave birth to those sons. And, of course, a lot of mothers have great bonds with their daughters also. But I remember Sharon always said, it's always about my boys. She's always about her boys. And what happens is the DNA is very similar from the mother to the son. Remember, that son came out of that mother from the egg that she had when she was born. And so what's interesting about that, there's a very thin veil, and our DNA pulses in and out. This is my opinion of how this works. Our DNA pulses in and out of another time-space continuum, another reality, so to speak, many times a second. We talked about it on a show I did just a couple weeks ago. And what's interesting about this, I personally believe a lot of these sightings occur because the people can see through the veil for an instant period of time or for a little bit of time or whatever, because the DNA is similar and because it's pulsing in and out of the other realm. Now you think, well, that sounds silly to me. Okay, great. Well, you figure it out yourself and let me know how it works. But that's what I think happens with it. But that's why it's so important that we understand that no body dies. God, it doesn't die. And we're created in God's image. Our DNA is not going to do that. We're an energy field, and energy can either be created or destroyed. That's why when the egg and the sperm come together, there's a spark of life that occurs. Look it up. That's a physical spark that occurs. As the life is created, the soul comes in. And that's why it's so important that when you have a child or you want to get pregnant or whatever, they make sure the man has enough zinc in his diet. It also helps to stop the gray hair and white hair. It does all of that stuff. So all of these things are so important that we understand that our bodies are very, very strange on how they're made. They're insanely complicated. I mean, think about it for a second. Oh, yeah, I'm an amoeba and I want to be a human. That is so stupid. It doesn't work that way. Our DNA pulses in and out of another dimension thousands of times a second, and we're held here by an antimatter tether. And you think, oh, wow. So we're being held back not to allow us to go into the next dimension. So when we die, that tether is cut. And when that tether is cut, we get to go immediately to the other dimension. Now, whether that's going to be a good place or a bad place kind of depends on what you did when you were here. So always remember that. But I found it fascinating that red blood cells don't have DNA. Why is that? I don't know. All I know is this, that those cells are incredibly powerful, and they can do all kinds of things, including with Jesus, because he was the Son of the Most High God. He was God. He created the heavens and the earth. With him, his blood requires no more blood sacrifice for the remission of sins. And why does it say in Hebrews, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins? That's blood again. It's always about the blood. And I remember one time I was praying. I was in the house praying with Sharon. I've been praying for several weeks. I said, Lord, show me the difference. Why is it like this? Why is the blood so important? Because I don't get it. And then he gave me that like an 8-page download that I've covered on Doug. In fact, I called Doug Hagman up once. I got that. I jumped up from the prayer time. I said, Sharon, I got to close. I got to go write this down. And what's interesting is I've had so many people say two things that I've done in my life that they think is important, which I think is nice, awesome. I think I did a few more things than that.
I would say two's a little on the low side.
I got four great kids, but the two things they specifically mentioned.
I thought at least before. Golly.
But they said, maybe it's what I've written or what I've done or what I've posted.
There's still been more than two.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I hope so.
Who knows? But it was the blood of Christ. When I did that with Doug Hagman years ago and Angel Wars.
Okay.
And they said those two things just are revolutionary as far as how people look at Christianity and how they change things. And by the way, as far as our bodies are concerned, we've got to really take care of them. Now, Ronnie Coleman right now is apparently he's got some kind of blood infection, probably going to be septus. He may or may not have taken the COVID shot. I don't know.
I doubt he did. He's pretty big on health now, but, man, he's had a lot of surgeries.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he's under a lot of doctor's care, and they're going to tell him what he needs to do. And now he's got a blood infection, which is probably sepsis, so we got to pray for him. He was like the 8-time Mr. Olympia. But the reality is that's one of the side effects of the COVID shot is sepsis, and that's bad. Really, really, really bad. So we got to pray for Ronnie Coleman.
Speaking of also blood and health, this is interesting. Now, new peer-reviewed study just came out. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s website, Children's Health Defense, just posted this. Thimerosal and vaccines may contribute to autism severity.
Well, duh. We've known that for 40 years.
Here's the thing that I don't...
And that's in the doggone hepatitis shot.
I know. And the thing is, I don't understand, is like we keep producing these peer-reviewed studies. They keep coming out. We keep replicating the studies, and we get the same results. And then you have the audacity with the CDC to go, that's not factual. We've done the research, and we've determined independently that this is fake news. And I'm like, how many peer-reviewed studies do you have to keep producing? It says the peer-reviewed study systematically tracked trends in the rates of intellectual disability, defined as IQ of less than 70. Among children with autism, they found that these rates have risen and fallen in association with the presence of thimerosal and vaccines recommended to children and pregnant women. So every time they see more vaccines with thimerosal in them, you see the autism rate go up and down based on the amount of thimerosal that's distributed via shots every single year. I mean, so it's like they do one after another, after another, after another, and yet still people go, well, that's not true. That's fake news. The CDC has said that it's fake news. I'm like, the CDC and dual Israeli citizen Zelensky, Will Zelensky, that was running the CDC during COVID, just thought I'd let you know that she's dual Israeli citizen. She came out and said, I've done the research, and pregnant women all need to get the COVID shot immediately. I remember being at a store. I still remember this day, and the guy had a TV on with CNN. It was during COVID. It was blaring news because he's watching COVID. And she gets on there. She goes, the CDC's determined every pregnant woman needs to go get the COVID shot immediately. It's safe and effective. We've done the research. Now all the research has come out and said not only is the shot not safe and effective, it causes all types of neurological problems in children, health problems, sterility problems. But again, nobody ever wants to go back because of short-term memory for some odd reason. Nobody ever wants to go back and call this stuff out. That's why I cover it a lot, by the way. If you guys, I'm not doing this to keep repeating myself. I'm doing it because this is a serious problem we found ourselves in the United States where nobody wants to bring back what they keep saying and acknowledge it. We just want to ignore it and go on and act like these people keep telling us the truth.
You know, Jesus said it this way. Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And when you ask yourself that question, you say, what the world do you mean by that? Exactly this. You know, he was talking personally, specifically about he was the light.
Yeah.
He was the truth. He was the way. He had come into the world, but the world liked the darkness because their deeds were evil. The people that are running these major organizations who refuse to look at the truth is because they have a vested interest in making money on the use of these products. Period.
Yeah.
Now that's just the truth because they're not that stupid. Some of these guys have 150 plus IQs, and I've seen it repeatedly. A lot of the guys that have the high IQ points, they can't think through a wet paper sack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not being mean to people that are supposedly smart. We're talking about people who get SAT scores that are perfect.
Yeah.
You know, because what happens is they get programmed by the learning curve they're in with the learning establishment of the school systems that there's certain things you believe, certain things you don't believe. And if you don't believe the way they tell you to do, you're going to fail the test.
Right.
So you program your brain to believe what they say and to answer the test questions properly. I'll never forget when I was in the MBA program at Florida State. I forgot which class it was. I think it was microeconomics. And I remember he had a certain scenario he wrote out. It didn't tell me why this happened, blah, 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 blah. And here's how I answered the question. You told us this is why this happened. This is what I want to be graded on. This is the part of the exam that I want you to know that I listened to you and that I did what you told me to do and I memorized what you said. Jeez. And I wrote it all out. And I said, but I disagree with you. And I said, here's why I think it happened. He gave me like plus 10 on the exam.
Did he really?
Yeah. He not only marked it right, he gave me plus 10.
That's funny.
And he goes, excellent. He wrote excellent on it. Why? Because I thought through the question and I answered what he wanted me to say. But then I told him and I gave him reasons for it, why I felt it was
why
wrong.
Why you believed it differently.
Okay. That's the difference between, you know, people have high intellectual IQ and reasoning skills and fluid reasoning skills. There's a difference.
Yes.
There's a difference. Just because you can do well on an exam doesn't mean you have fluid reasoning skills. If I throw this across the floor, it's probably going to break open and it's probably going to bust open and have stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to do that. But a lot of people think nothing will happen if I throw this across the floor, and they throw it. Nothing will happen if I give my child this injection. Nothing will happen if I do this. Nothing will happen if I do that. And suddenly the child has autism. We had a guy one time that has zero fluid reasoning skills. You know, we tried to help him with his newborn baby about autism and about shots, and we gave him 50 different articles, and he still insisted, because his wife wanted to, and her mother-in-law did, and his mother did, to give the child all 76 vaccine shots. I even told him I would pay for the doggone doctor, an alternative doctor to go to, and I would pay all the bills. I said this because I love this kid. He's like one of my own children. And it didn't make a difference. And then his response was, if it's God's will, my son will have autism. And he got autism after the shots. Now, I'm not making any of this up. You can ask Austin. Austin was worried when all of this, the whole thing happened. And I got physically ill. I had to go lay down because I could not believe the unbelievable lack of fluid reasoning skills this child had, this man had now. It happens all the time. People say, I'm going to go ahead and eat this. This past year, back in February, I was at the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah.
Remember?
Plant City every year.
I was over there with Melina, and I remember I sat at the Strawberry Festival in line to get some boiled peanuts. Okay, and they also had deep fat fried bacon fat thing there, pork rinds.
Oh, they have everything. They've got deep fat fried Oreos and butter.
So I'm
fried, they fried butter. They serve.
So we're sitting there in line. We're sitting in line, and here's a woman who has had her left foot is amputated. It's gone. Foot doesn't exist. It's been taken away, and she's got like some kind of little thing she's rolling around on, and she's a pediatric intensive care nurse or something like that. But she's definitely an intensive care nurse. And I said, what happened to your foot? And she told me. She basically ended up with, you know, diabetic retinopathy. You know, and
right, neuropathy, yeah.
Neuropathy. And she ended up having her foot amputated because it got gangrenous for lack of circulation.
Lack of circulation, yep.
You know, and so I started talking to her, and I said, well, you know, have you changed your diet? What do you mean diet? And I said, well, what are you in line here to get? Deep fat fried pork rinds.
There you go.
No,
and the answer is no to the question.
I looked at her and I said, well, let me explain to you that. From the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Reckwig, says it's called the adverse influence of pork consumption on health, and there's all kinds of side effects from eating pork, including, you know, cancer and all kinds of other problems. And I think she ended up with cancer, too. And she goes, oh, well, I have to start on that. I'll have to just cut all that out tomorrow. I'm getting pork rinds.
There you go.
Now, listen to me. So then I said, okay, we're going to step it up a notch. I said, do you have a telephone? She said, yeah. I said, please Google me. I did all this. Sometimes I can be a real ass. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
Because I liked her, right? And she said, what do you mean Google you? I said, just Google me. So she hands me her phone, and I Google myself. And this bit I put in Ted Brewer books. And I said, okay, I wrote all these books on this. Oh, you're an expert. I said, well, you can say that, I guess. And I said, but the reality is I'm giving you information that could probably save your life since you've already lost a limb. She got in front of us, deep fat fried pork fat rinds, ordered it. And I got my boiled peanuts.
I like boiled peanuts. boiled peanuts are a southern thing, but they're great.
Well, and then somebody says, well, boiled peanuts aren't healthy. Okay, look, they're better than deep fat fried pork.
Oh, gosh,
okay?
You can't even compare them.
It's like this doctor right now is revealing a common medication that is unbelievably poisonous and should be pulled off the market, and he specifically lists Tylenol in the Daily Mail.
No, the fact that Tylenol is used as an over-the-counter right on the store, Tylenol needs to be scheduled. It needs to be scheduled.
No, it's got Tylenol to come off the market.
No, it's because you have some people that have allergies to certain things like aspirin or certain things like that in the hospital, and they may need a mild painkiller and don't need to have morphine. That's where Tylenol only needs to be used, in a specific case like that, when Tylenol is the only painkiller option. Having this stuff on the shelf where I can go buy a 500-tablet bottle of Tylenol and just take it home, that is one of the most liver-toxic compounds as far as a medication known to man. Nobody understands how unbelievably toxic acetaminophen is and how much it's been directly linked. I think 60,000 people every year are hospitalized from Tylenol overdose accidentally. hospitalized.
I have a friend named Jim. He's Chris's friend. You know who he
yes.
is. Big guy, good looking guy. I think he's in his 60s now. And he had a friend of his a couple of years ago. He called me up and says, you know, Ted, I've got so-and-so. He got a real bad hangover. He took a bunch of Tylenol.
Yeah.
He said liver failure.
Yeah. The alcohol's still in your liver.
He's in his 30s or 40s. He says he basically is in liver failure. And they're saying he has to have a liver transplant. He's going to die. And I'm like, okay. Boom. 2 days later.
Yeah.
He's dead.
You know what's crazy? Just tying off of that, and I'm just going to plug it on purpose. One of the only things they found as far as a natural approach to actually reduce liver failure with Tylenol exposure is N-acetylcysteine.
That's right.
N-acetylcysteine, the NAC that we carry, high doses of NAC can actually help reduce liver failure and basically prevent liver, you know, collapsing and dying from too much Tylenol in the hospital. And yet you never hear anyone talk about it. That's how strong that compound is as far as liver protection and preventing the body from going completely toxic.
And that's how much the pharmaceutical petrochemical synagogue of Satan, pharmakia, is in preventing the truth being told.
Yeah.
But see, it doesn't make any difference. You know, Jesus said when he was teaching in one of his parables, when basically the rich man and Lazarus were sitting there, and Lazarus is eating the food off the floor, okay, because he's poor, beggar. Now they go to, Lazarus goes to heaven, and, you know, the rich guy, because of his attitude, I guess, ends up in hell. He's in torment. And they can see each other. That'd be worse than anything else. Okay, they can see each other. He can see heaven. And he can see hell. And the rich guy goes, "Can you please, you know, just let Lazarus come and dip his finger in a glass of water and soothe this burn in my tongue? I can't deal with this." And Abraham says to him, "He says, I cannot. There's a great chasm fixed between us. They cannot go. You cannot come here. You cannot go there. Period." And he goes, "Well, then do me a favor. I'm paraphrasing. Please listen to me. Do me a favor." Please send someone back from the dead so that you can tell my family what this is, it, what's going to happen here. And he says, they don't come to this place. This is awful.
And Abraham says to him, he says, I tell you the truth, even if someone returns from the dead, they will not listen. Isn't that the truth? When Jesus returned from the dead, he's prophesying what was going to happen when he came back from the dead. The Jews wouldn't listen to him as far as accepting. Now, many of them did, but they wouldn't accept who he was and who he said
right.
he was. Because the ruling powers of that day were Kabbalah's control.
That's exactly right. He was their Messiah.
He was the Messiah.
They
just missed it. Okay. but they weren't really looking for a Messiah. They were looking for somebody to come and rule Israel and overtake Rome and rule the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why they rejected him, and that's why they killed him. But that's the thing, isn't it, Austin? You say, why don't people listen? How many times do we have to tell you about Tylenol?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the perfect one. This is the perfect one. NyQuil.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol, 10% alcohol by volume with instead of amphetamine in it in the same bottle.
And it says, warning, liver toxic or whatever
yeah.
it says. Do not exceed dosing.
And, you know, going back, you know, it's crazy because this article right here, we fought this in 2022 during COVID, if you remember this. I mean, I wrote the legislators, we wrote the FDA. We all pitched a fit about this because at the same time the FDA was saying the N-acetylcysteine needed to be removed off the market and made a drug because it fell in this weird, obscure category from the Federal Drug and Cosmetic Act from like 1994. They want to come in and say, we're making it a drug now. Nobody can be able to buy this over the counter. It needs to be controlled for no reason at all. No side effects from the drug or from the supplement NSC at all. But yet they go in and say, hey, we're going to control this substance. Same time, not telling anybody what it did for respiratory health, what it did for liver function, what it did for detoxing the body. NAC was amazing during COVID era. And yet, they were telling everyone the shot is safe and effective.
No, because they don't want people to know the truth.
That shows you how compromised
well, and plus, a lot of times, you remember, when you take an antiparasitical like ivermectin,
yeah.
on top of NAC, if there's certain parasites that have been linked to schizophrenia in the body, like
yeah.
toxoplasmosis, a lot of times people start seeing the truth and start realizing, hey, maybe I need to not deal with these animals or keep my hands washed or whatever. A lot of other things like that, too. So when we have different substances that really help to clean people out and clean out parasites and stuff.
Cleans up clarity, too.
It cleans that mental clarity. And a lot of these people don't want you to have the mental clarity. They don't want you. They want you to stay confused all the time.
Exactly right.
And that's why if you're going to have cats, just a heads up. make sure you wash your hands constantly. Be really, if you handle the litter box, make sure you take that litter box outside and you bury the litter or whatever you need to do with it. And make sure you wear gloves when you do that. And if you're pregnant and you're a woman, you shouldn't even be around cats. I'm sorry to tell you, you shouldn't be, because that's a brain parasite that goes from cats into humans, and it's not something that you want in your body at all, ever.
And quite frankly, if you are going to have animals in general, it's good to run a parasite cleanse at least once or twice a year. I mean, the one we have with the black walnut tincture, wormwood cloves, mm-hmm. from Dr. Holga Clark, she had a great formula. We've put it together. We've had this kit together, I don't know how many decades.
And one other thing I want to mention to you, and I don't know, I did this the other day. I'm not making any claims at all. You know, also got sick last week. He had some type of viral thing. And I increased my lysine.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. We talked about this. I wasn't taking lysine.
I've never thought about the mechanism with this.
I'll start taking lysine more now.
Because, you know, lysine stops viral replication in the body.
That's why I tell everybody, if you've had an issue with HSV-1 or 2, it doesn't matter. The research shows it. You run high doses of lysine, it will pretty much keep that virus suppressed all the time.
And if you've had chicken pox or if you had shingles,
HSV,
you know, or any of that stuff, you know, you're going to have, you're probably going to test positive for HSV-1, which is really normal. About 90% of the population has that. And what's interesting about that, you know, if you take the lysine, it stops viral replication. I thought to myself, I wonder if this would work for, because I started getting real foggy. I started getting headaches.
I was on the plane ride back because I went to that big vehicle show and marketing, and there was this kid behind me in the seat, and they're coughing and hacking the whole time, which every single plane, I feel like it always happens. Then somebody else complained about it. Then they were trying to get the kid. It was a mess. It was whatever. But I got whatever that kid had.
Well, no, and I started coming down with us. I said, you know what? I'm going to take 4 grams of lysine today.
So that's 8 capsules, 4 grams.
I said, I'm just see what happens. And it completely went away.
Yeah.
And I
fly for 3 days.
This is anecdotal, okay? I'm not making any claims here at all. But what I'm saying is I was coming down with something. I mean, I was coming down with something bad over the weekend. I don't know what it was.
Oh, I know what it was. I was running the vitamin C, D3, and zinc, which dropped it down really quick for me.
I took that too. But the thing about it is I couldn't get rid of the headache. And I don't get headaches.
I told you the same thing.
And I said, what the heck? And so then my head started getting stopped up. And I started losing spatial coordination. It was the weirdest thing ever.
It was a nasty bug on that. I'm sure it was some other variant of some new COVID.
I said, you know what? I'm just going to bump this lysine up because it's supposed to stop viral replication. Let me see what this does. Three days later, completely cleared up. Never got sick, never had a cold, never blew my nose, nothing.
Well, the thing I like about lysine is it's water soluble.
It's a B vitamin.
Right. Yeah. So there's no, it's not like, oh my gosh, I took too much lysine, I've got to stop it now. You can take high doses of it, and I've showed you guys the research. There's been evidence after evidence after evidence, even somebody that had an outbreak of HSV, and they take high doses of lysine by itself, not even with the viral medication they make for that stuff, just by itself, it reduced symptoms and severity sometimes by 60 to 70 to 80%. In certain cases. So, yeah, good bring up. I'm glad you brought that up.
Here's what the guy says, the doctor. He says, Tylenol grosses $1 billion a year.
That's why it's not off the market.
He said he is cautioned about this usage. It can cause liver damage. It contains acetaminophen. Oh, my gosh.
Here's the question you got to ask yourself. If it generates $1 billion a year in gross sales just from Tylenol, just from the sales of it, how much does it generate the medical industrial and hospital industrial complex by the side effects that ensue, especially the 60,000 people that are hospitalized every year from the side effects from it? Revolving door.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, let's step it back a notch. When the people are in the hospital, they get a Tylenol, they charge them $20, $30 for the pill.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Like half a cent.
You know, Tylenol's making $1 billion by itself. Then they're going to make, you know, they half a cent or two, 10 cents.
Then they
pill.
Make the money treating the individuals that have overdosed on it.
No, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and that's why the Bible says in Revelations twice that these sorcerers, the synagogue of Satan, basically has taken the world over by their pharmakia. They've drugged us all into a stupor.
Well, and look at the usury with the numbers that they have. You know, some of these drugs, after they get them to market, and they're generating billions of dollars, they'll have $1 to $2 to $3 cost in one of these pills, these patent drugs. Then they'll come out and they'll charge $500 per pill, or, you know, $10,000 treatment for the month on some of these drugs. And the profit margin, if you're paying $2 for a tablet, and you're charging $500 for the tablet, do you understand the profit margin and the usury range of that, especially if it's a drug that somebody might need that can save their life? That's exactly what he's talking about here, and that's why we spend, with pharmaceutical industrial complex, I think it's between $550 to $600 billion a year industry. I mean, it will soon be a $1 trillion a year industry.
Well, because in macroeconomics, they teach you a term called inelastic demand curve.
Correct.
Okay. And what does that mean? That means if you have diabetes type 1,
right?
Okay, and you have to have insulin, your curve on that, your requirement is inelastic. If you don't have it, you die.
Right. You have to have it.
It doesn't matter what they charge. It doesn't matter. If you don't get it, you die.
Yeah.
So if it's $5 a vial or it's $10 a vial or $100 a vial, you're going to pay it. You're going to find a way to pay it or you're going to die. And see, and that's the same thing that is true with all of these drugs. The chemotherapy, they tell you, if you don't get this chemo, you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's $25,000 a treatment. You're like, but I don't want to die. Yeah. Go ahead and get out your checkbook. Let's empty out that bank account. You know, and then you find out the chemotherapy drug costs, you know, $35 to make.
Yeah.
But it's $25,000
for a round,
you think, well, what is that? And that was the one thing that was interesting yesterday in that Jurassic Park movie, not to give out. They were trying to use the, quote, blood to form the new heart disease medication and that they were going to now give to the world. But, of course, the plot holes in that movie were unbelievable. It was so thin. Oh, but I saw another movie yesterday, too.
What did you see yesterday?
I saw F1 with Brad Pitt.
Oh, nice. I love racing.
That was a good movie.
Was it?
I mean, that was a great. I had no idea how fast those cars are.
They have any woke DEI crap in it? Is it pretty?
I saw no woke DEI crap at all.
That's probably why it's such a good film.
Yeah. But so good. Oh, by the way, here, since we're doing mental candy now, Diddy verdict: rapper found not guilty on RICO and trafficking charges, but he's guilty on lesser accounts. But the life imprisonment stuff has now gone away, and so they're talking about some of the stuff he's been found guilty on is like 10 years in prison. Combs was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution. He was found not guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. Now, racketeering conspiracy has a maximum sentence of life in prison. Sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. Now, let me say something to you guys real quick. I don't like P. Diddy. Yeah, I think he's a pervert. I'm just going to say that to you. I think he's a weirdo. But the people who are going to his parties, Austin, they knew darn good and well what they're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
Denzel Washington gets up and walks out, I think, at 9 p.m. at night, says at 12 o'clock, Lucifer shows up.
No, I know.
Yeah, he had enough of it. Well, he walked away.
Here's, and I'm going to say this again. Don't write me a letter because I'm not a Diddy supporter, nor have I ever cared for him. He's always been a weirdo to me. Why is it that Diddy gets national coverage for this, you know, this and that, for people that went to his parties?
What about Epstein?
Oh.
Yeah.
But we don't know anybody on the Epstein file list that was actually engaging in young children for money with Epstein.
With tens of thousands of videos, according to Pam Bondi.
I would much rather have those people prosecuted than have this whole thing with Diddy going, oh, you know, he got this 20-year-old Hollywood star over there and they did all the stuff together. Okay, that's
okay.
Sick, yeah. Pervert, whatever. Do your own crap. The whole thing that happened with Epstein is light years beyond sadistic, especially when you start involving trafficking children.
It was basically satanic rituals.
Yeah.
And it's like the Playboy mansion with Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Okay? People go to the grotto, okay? And all these wild things would happen. Well, they knew what would happen.
And most of them are 18.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are consensual. No, it's no. 18. They want to go do a bunch of pervert stuff on their own. Whatever.
These girls, he, quote, trafficked into these parties, which, whatever. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were getting into. Nobody came in there in handcuffs.
No, and nobody went to a Diddy party and went, you know what? I'm really ready for the Bible study at 10 p.m. I know they got a good Bible study at the Diddy parties. We're going to be talking about all types of positive Christian antics. Everybody knew what was going on. I've heard about that crap for years, and I don't need anything to do with Hollywood.
No.
But yet, the Epstein files, we still need to have some more time to go through them so we can find out.
The reason this happened with Diddy is we needed to have obfuscation in the news.
Exactly, and everybody's talking about it.
Somebody need to talk about it. In other words, there are certain things like the Epstein files we can't talk about. There's certain things like now Donald Trump is saying that they need to stop all prosecution on Benjamin Netanyahu or he's going to discontinue all foreign aid for Israel. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just dropped that on you, didn't I? And you think, well, what do you mean by that? I'm like, yeah, they decide Donald Trump. And, you know, you remember when Morals and Dogma Boy was basically charged with war crimes. This is a general from the South. And all of a sudden Johnson basically says to him, I'm going to pardon you. That's after Lincoln got assassinated. And then you find out that Andrew Pike was a higher level Mason than Johnson was. And all of a sudden, Johnson almost gets himself impeached and almost got kicked out of office by like one vote because he pardoned Pike. Well, the problem is, how do we know that Benjamin Netanyahu isn't a higher level Mason than Donald Trump? Oh, my gosh. Did I actually say that? I did, didn't I?
You go way beyond Freemasonry with these guys.
Oh, my God.
That's you're on a whole other level.
But remember, though, Stalin, you know, and Woodrow Wilson and all the rest of these guys, especially in the World War II scenario, you know, with Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin and all the rest of them, they were all high level Masons. And you think, well, they can't be that powerful. They're that powerful.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention it. They control almost every single board in the county and the city commissions.
That's a fact.
Period.
That's a fact.
And you think, well, that's just all. That's all local politics. Do you think that changes in D.C.?
I'm going to add, this is a whole other switching gears, but I want to cover this now. Now that everybody's had enough time to keep reading this big, beautiful bill, you know, the 1,500-page behemoth.
$5 trillion deficit bill.
They passed the Senate, obviously, and it's going to massively expand the digital biometric surveillance state for years to come.
That's what Trump wanted.
The bill allocates billions for a digital tracking system nationwide under the guise, remember I told you guys this, border security. Why do you think we suddenly had all this drama and conflict about border security last month? Remember I told you, you think it's just coincidental. You can go back and listen to the show. Do you just think it's coincidental we're having these riots about border security now and deportation and ICE is running around arresting everybody? It just happened to be right at the same time this bill was introduced to Congress. And now billions of dollars for border security are allocated, with all major state and federal highways will be monitored 24/7 in real time surveillance.
Whoa, that's all those cameras they put
that's
up
exactly
all the way
right. The bill, known as the Big Beautiful Bill, shows an aggressive expansion of AI-driven federal biometric infrastructure. The website Biometric Update reports all things biometric. They've shown now the digital surveillance state expands exponentially. Listen to this. According to the bill, the 940-page bill does much more than just allocate dollars. It will codify a vision of national security state where biometric surveillance, artificial intelligence, and immigration enforcement are an unprecedented scale. Passed out of the House along party lines, the Senate version now reflects the deeming focus on internal surveillance and deportation infrastructure. At its core, it dedicates $175 billion in immigration-related funding in fiscal year 2025 alone, which is far the largest allocation in U.S. history and a dramatic technology build-out. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement received nearly $30 billion earmarked not only for personal deportation programs, but for full digital modernization efforts that lean heavily on AI and biometric surveillance, with full infrastructure modernization, including artificial intelligence, biometric data, collection platforms, and real-time tracking across the entire United States.
You know, I remember years ago, our neighbor Dan, he worked in towers. He had, you know, a tower erection company, built towers and sell towers. And he told me one day, he says, "You have no idea what they're doing." I said, "What are they doing?" He says, "They're putting facial recognition cameras all over the interstates." Remember that one movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith?
Yep.
Gene Hackman and Will Smith, and you know, and he was out on the roof, and he says, "Don't look up.
Don't look up." Remember, he said that, "Don't look up. Keep your hat down. Keep your sunglasses on. Don't look up."
They're watching with a satellite.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they wanted to track
him. That was an old movie.
And that's 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And they tracked him and basically found him by tracking his car with all of the cameras, which happens all the time. I have a friend of mine who got in trouble because she tried to, you know, I'm not going to get in detail on it, but they ended up tracking her car. This is a couple weeks ago. Tracking her car all over the city and all over the county, you know, on tape. It wasn't even live. Going back and checking all the visual stuff that she was doing with the car. Now, think about that for a second. If they have that kind of technology also.
Listen to this. Under H.R. 1, Border Patrol gained broad authority to deploy facial recognition tools at all transportation corridors. The Envision will be end-to-end biometric travel. DHS is pursuing innovative technologies for detection and strengthening identity verification across the entire United States. While framed as an anti-terror and anti-trafficking measure, critics are arguing the system normalizes mass biometrics surveillance with minimal to almost no oversight. This is apparently something else that's getting popped up here that are popping up. There's these black towers. Now, facial recognition is now becoming antiquated.
Is that right here?
Yeah. That's where this big black tower right here.
Oh, this one.
Yes. Okay. So apparently what they're doing now, they're taking a step. So facial recognition is turning into just old school antiquated. Facial recognition is, oh, we're running you this. Now they're talking about full physical biometrics, how your hands move, the shape of your body, doing full scanning anywhere you go. They can identify you even if you have sunglasses and a hat on.
Oh, I know that's true.
To the point now,
they can identify you by how you walk and by your gait.
This used to be technology that was primarily isolated to airports. This is being technology that's implemented on every single interstate transportation
highway. This all started because of 9/11. Now let's put a few dots together here.
Okay,
we've got freedom in the United States. We don't have to go through body pat downs and scanners.
Or border checkpoints every state.
No. When we get on an airplane, we just hop on the airplane. I remember these days, okay? Yeah. And all of a sudden, 9/11 happens.
Yep.
And Patriot Act was basically written as a version of the Enabling Act when the Reichstag was burned in 1933. Yep. And Adolf Hitler declared himself sure. And they've turned Germany into a police state. Just let you know that. It's a 1,500-page document that suddenly came up overnight. Who could write 1,500 pages overnight? This is sitting there waiting. Now, you got Mossad, CIA, NI6, and a whole bunch of weirdos. All working together with the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan and putting together 9/11, which basically then comes in, and almost immediately George W. decides to push the Patriot Act. Remember that? And I remember I had a good friend of mine who's a circuit court judge here in town, and he was so excited this was going on. And I said to him, I said, do you realize what you're saying?
Yeah.
This is a surveillance state.
Yep. That was the beginning of it.
David Icke wrote a book. Now, I don't promote David Icke because he's anti-Christian, but he has a lot of good information in his book. And he wrote a book called The Trigger. And it dealt with 9/11 being the triggering incident that started the surveillance state. It's like a 1,000-page book if you want to get it. It takes a minute to read. Ignore the non-Christian, the anti-Christian rhetoric in it. Because remember, all he ever was exposed to was the Church of England, which is hopelessly corrupt.
Yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't understand what Christianity is. I'd love to talk to him one day. But the reality is he said that was the trigger, 9/11.
Yep.
And it directly tied Mossad and Israel and Zionism into 9/11. I'm just letting you know that. Don't you remember the dancing Israelis? And they were all on TV over there in Israel talking about they watched the trade towers come down. Don't forget all that stuff. The point is, we know that Patriot Act basically triggered a police state here in the United States. And now we're stuck with it. Because once this stuff gets in place like this with the hundreds of billions of dollars, you ain't getting rid of it.
Getting ripped down. This is interesting. In Leo's newsletter, he's talking about this. He said the globalists are using classic Hegelian dialectic tactics of action.
Problem action solution
to get the beast system implemented. First, they open the borders and let every imaginable evil in the country under Biden, with all these gangs, these horrific individuals from South America that are involved in these sadistic gangs. Then under Trump, they put in place the exact opposite reaction of a digitalized biometric control system to now handle the massive immigration influx illegally that we have. So the only way to fix this problem is to have full surveillance on everyone 24/7, 365, everywhere you go, as soon as you walk out of your house. Then take a step further. Everything is connected to the Internet of Things in your house that they want, which I do not have, but your thermostats, the refrigerators, your phones, your Alexas or whatever those things are. I don't recommend any of those. All those are tied into your basically system that analyzes you. DHS has been very clear on this. Homeland Security has full analyzing software. Now they put in Pantera, this whole system now that's being run to interact everything together between your information, they said, from your bank account to your police record if you have one, to your travel log, to your Google history, to your internet search history. Everything's being tied interwovenly together so they can have a full data point collection analysis on everyone.
Well, of course they do, because that way, if you have anybody who kicks against the goad, remember Jesus talked about that.
Yeah.
You have a matched pair of oxen and they basically are able to pull because there's spikes on the back of the on the front part of the wagon, and if the oxen won't pull his own weight, his back of his leg gets stuck with a goat,
right?
With like a spear, and so pretty soon he learns not to do that,
right?
Pretty soon he learns to pull equally, and that's called a matched pair. Well, they don't want people kicking against the goat and doing alternative shows like we're talking right now and telling you what they're doing. But here's the problem that they have: is that there are enough people out there in alt media is telling the truth. They're having a hard time implementing this thing, so they're doing it anyhow, and a lot of it was done under the guise of COVID,
yep,
and the lockdowns. All of a sudden, these towers were popping up everywhere.
5G. I've had so many guys that are in the industry as far as with linemen, and guys are in there, and they said it was nuts during COVID because all of a sudden they were busier than they've ever been. And you had these towers going up everywhere where everybody was locked down. Nobody could figure out where they were coming from.
Well, yeah, who paid for all that? And that was under Donald Trump. So, you know, this is the thing. All these guys are cut from the same cloth. The same guys that took down Building 7 are the same guys that run the show here, period. And if we understand that, yesterday we were talking to a full bird colonel.
Yeah.
And we asked him, he said, well, you know, what about Building 7? He had no idea what we were talking about.
Yeah.
None. And the guy was really nice. But the reality is the vast, and that has been completely obfuscated by the press. Nobody talks about it anymore. By the way, experts are now praising a viral cocktail that promises to ban stress and exhaustion. And it says a cocktail of vitamin powder and nutrients can be the key to slashing hormones. Social influencers say that they now have a stress hormone reducer for the cortisol by taking really good, high-quality supplements in liquid form.
There you go.
You saw me take it a few minutes ago. The multiple powder. You mix this with some magnesium brain food. Man, you got yourself something now. And it says it talks about how healthy you can get, how much better you're going to feel. I know I talked to Melina, and she told me, man, she said, the first time I took this stuff, she goes, I ended up feeling different within 20 minutes. And I can tell you right now, I took it about an hour ago, and I feel great.
Oh, yeah.
It hits you that fast. All that powder. Remember, there's no capsules. We don't have to use any flow agents in this. It just goes right directly into the stomach and gets absorbed.
Well, the doses that we put of the B vitamins in there are so high. Mm. And because, remember, people always get these vibes. Oh, it's high dose. They're not high dose. I've looked at some of the products people show me. They're embarrassment. They wonder why they don't work. I'm like, because you need clinically relevant dosages.
Well, they're not methylated either.
No, they're not methylated. So what happens is the body has you got a dose of cyanide cobalamin in your Bobo Walmart, that great value band, you know, B vitamin. You wonder why it doesn't work. Well, A, you got cyanide cobalamin, which has convert in the liver, and you only about a 30% conversion rate if you carry the enzyme to be able to convert it.
About 40% can't even use it.
40% of people can't even convert it. Secondly, you get a cyanide cobalamin cleave off on the cyanide, breaks off the actual B12. So now you're toxing your liver out. Put a bunch of toxins in your liver to get a little dose of B12. This is why I tell everybody, forget those B12 shots. They're always cyanide cobalamin injections.
That's why they are.
That's why they don't work. People get injected with them. I feel a little bit better. You're not working because a lot of times you're still having to, you know, go in and convert it. Run the sublingual B12 or run the ultimultiple powder.
Take this. Give me that camera, Rich. Just take this stuff every day. It changes your life.
I still remember that last time I had my physician go over my blood work that I know, and I had taken the ultimate multiple powder that morning on an empty stomach, and I got blood work done like 2 hours later, and my B12 level was off the chart. He goes, how did you get your B12 level so high? I said, dude, I just took like two scoops of multiple. Mm. Just multiple before I got blood work done. He's like, geez. He goes, when'd you take it? A couple hours. He goes, that stuff you got carries that fast? This dude's fully methylated that quick. That's why it works. That's why everybody loves it. That's why.
And the capsules are also fully methylated.
Oh, it's the same formula. We just had to tweak it with the flavoring. But see, with the powder, there's no restrictions. We don't have to fit in a double lock capsule size. So you can just take 2-3 scoops of it, and you get an enormous dose of it. The capsules, you got to take more capsules of it or the chewable. But again, each one of them have their perks for what you need. That's why we carry the chewable, the capsules, and the powder. And they're all the exact same formula. They just... That one works fast.
Oh, by the way, this is a big deal. Del Monte Foods has filed for bankruptcy.
Really?
But they make primarily canned food that's not organic.
Okay.
And they have, but they've been around for 138 years, Austin, and they are just unbelievably in debt. And they're going to sell themselves off in order to basically pay off, to try to pay off as much of the debt. But that shows you that people don't stay with the same protocol they did 138 years ago.
Yeah.
138 years ago was part of the Industrial Revolution.
Right.
In which people could no longer get fresh produce or stuff into larger cities where people were going into work in factories.
So the cans,
so the cans came into play. And now people realize that they can get local farm-grown stuff in many cases. Yeah. And because they refrigerate everything, they basically can bring produce to those areas.
A lot longer.
And also remember, too, there aren't that many people that work in factories anymore.
Yes, we just talked about that with Amazon yesterday.
That percentage is way down. That's why our national, our trade deficit has gone up again. We don't have anything to sell, Austin.
No. No.
We don't make it here anymore.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, what's also happened is change in the last couple of years with food. And this is a problem long term if there's ever any type of infrastructure breakdown. You've had the inception of Uber Eats, where mm-hmm. you're at work, you pull out your phone, you type in what you want, you click send, it charges your account, you have food show up at your door 20, 15, 20, 30 minutes later. That fast. I get it. Cool. For a lot of people that are working. That changed the entire game when it came as far as to food. The problem with this is it's making everybody so reliant on just-in-time food that a lot of people I run into, they don't even have canned foods in their pantry anymore, as we just talked nope. about. They definitely don't have any MREs. I mean, heck, I still got, I got my Fit Food over here. I still got a bucket of food down here. The doggone store food that I carry all the time. I mean, I keep those everywhere. Keep an extra bucket here. Keep an extra bucket there.
You know, here's the thing about the storable food. You don't need it until you need it.
That's exactly right. So that's why I like keeping a couple extra cans around.
Just keep at least 30-day supply in case some type of supply line breaks. Oh, by the way, President Trump is now talking to the DOJ about looking into Alejandro Mayorkas for aiding and abetting an invasion of our country. This is the guy who's
running DHS.
Millions and millions of people to come through the Darien Gap. By the way, he's dual Israeli citizen.
I know.
Okay?
Ironically.
And, you know, and he was working directly with this Jewish aid group to bring people into our country. Yet their restrictions on bringing people into Israel is so unbelievably harsh, it's unreal. But yet he was pulling them in by the millions. So ask yourself a question. Who does he work for?
There you go.
Is it the Synagogue of Satan? Is it the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan? Is the Kabbalist Luciferian Sabbatean Luciferian Synagogue of Satan? It's almost has a common denominator here, Synagogue of Satan. And so he needs to be arrested for what he did. Chances are, never happened. Just like chances are, Fauci will never be put on the stand under oath, Austin.
That's a fact.
I know that Paul wants to have that done, Rand Paul, but I don't think it's going to happen because too many people would be indicted
if he started
talking and telling the truth. Or friend of mine the other day, he worked for a big TV ministry, this will be real quick, and this big TV ministry was involved with some drug stuff that they shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention any names. And the guy who was the drug addict started running his mouth in the hospital, and the preacher said, I'm going to send so-and-so to visit him.
Yeah.
And so so-and-so goes up there and says, I'm up here to pray with you. And 5 minutes later, he tells everybody to get out. 5 minutes later, he comes and I got here just in time. He just died.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we're not dropping any names though.
I'm just telling you what I know. I know some things that you don't want to know. I know some people that you don't want to know. I know some things that I've seen that you don't want to know because sometimes I don't want to know them. You know, but
I don't know nothing about that. I like to keep this show up and running still.
Yeah. Not quite yet time for me to depart the planet. Whenever it's time, whatever. But that's not a big deal either. But I wanted to be like a God saying, let's go, Ted.
And mental candy. next article on that, though. We were talking about movies earlier. The 50th anniversary of Jaws, summer blockbuster.
Wow.
50 years.
Scared the heck. Kept me out of the ocean for a minute.
Terrifying motion picture.
It was.
Well, the crazy part about that is, you know, I was talking to my buddy yesterday that came with me, the movies, the Colonel. And he was saying, you know, the movies, they've all gone to crap in most cases. He goes, you know, you had the 80s and the 90s, and you had these crazy original
films. The 70s, yeah.
Stuff that nobody had ever done, you know, like Predator and all these crazy action alien movies.
Spielberg's classic.
Yeah. And so now it's like everything. He's like, this is the seventh Jurassic Park. The seventh. Spielberg made the first one, in 91, 92, when the first one came out?
About 35 years
ago. And it's like nobody can come up with anything original anymore. It's all these remake after remake after. We've got Fast and the Furious 28 coming out. We're now sending a whole fleet of race cars into space to colonize Mars.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but it's like just stupid. So, guys, you guys have a fantastic, safe 4th of July tomorrow. It's like July 4th.
Absolutely.
Stay strong. Stay healthy. Keep all your digits intact.
If you eat barbecue, make sure it's chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
Don't do barbecue don't ribs. Pork. Unless they're beef ribs. Beef ribs are good.
Be safe with any explosives that are being set off. That's very important.
Legal explosives.
Legal explosives. And make sure you guys are staying strong and healthy. Berberine Ultimate on sale product of the week. You guys have a fantastic, awesome, safe evening. Blessed 4th of July weekend. We'll talk to you again on this show, the next showing, as always.
And thank you so much for your support. And always remember, Jesus is the reason that we're here, to try to promote him, let you guys know that we all have hope through Christ. I love you guys. Have a great time with your families tomorrow, and we will talk to you next time.